NamNab is a podcast that deals with the grisly details of a variety of topics, including true crime cases, government cover-ups, conspiracies, and the paranormal. This content is not suitable for everyone. Viewer discretion is advised.
She was murdered.
Sup, my dudes?
Welcome back.
This is Not a Monster, Not a Boogeyman.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Janae.
I'm Les.
And today I have a very fucked up story for you, like usual.
Not? Honestly, at this point.
Do we have business to start with? I feel like, oh, there were two things we forgot to talk about in Les's episode last week. One of them being that Michael Turney has been arrested for Alyssa Charles.
I saw that.
Thank you. The other one, God. Yasser Saeed has been fucking found and arrested for the murder of his children.
Yes.
Thank God.
If you guys want to see when we find out these updates in person, go follow our Instagram. We made posts about these because fucking finally justice is happening.
Thank God.
It feels like, I think so Crime Junkie says this a lot, but like the season of justice, there's just a lot of things happening right now. Like, I mean, even the Golden State Killer, like, he was just sentenced to life in prison trying to pretend he's some frail old... Fuck that guy. But, yeah, so we wanted to give you guys those updates. I was super excited about the Yasser Saeed thing in particular. Yeah. I think I, like, immediately was like, oh, my God, to the podcast group.
She sent it to all of us, and I was really like, Instagram right now. And it was, like, everyone 8 p.m. or something.
At the time, I was like, what just happened? I was like, this fucking guy... Thank God. I was just like so happy.
Found in northern Texas. He didn't even leave. I know. He was there.
So weird. Just like that fucking voice. We got him, boys.
Yeah. Literally. So, you know, got to celebrate those.
Yes. Small the little justices there.
But as we dive in today, I'm going to give you a little content warning. We'll be discussing a case that is heavily marked by hate crime. It's a hate crime. And, one involving transphobia and homophobia. So if those are difficult topics for you, I suggest you pick another episode. I think this is important.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about it.
We have paper towels
hard.
Ready.
Yeah, I know it's hard. Also, it's the death of a teenager. So okay, there's that as well. I picked something close to home. This is a Colorado case that takes place in Cortez. Let's dive into it here. My sources are the Durango Herald, The Advocate, Find a Grave, LGBT Wiki, thejournal.com, HuffPost, and Indian Country Today. I'd like to preface this episode by saying that we're all heavily involved in social justice, especially as it pertains to queer rights and the LGBT community.
Know this.
I'm like, I feel like
if
it goes without saying.
If you're new for some reason,
my gay ass over here just
this.
Being like, I can and will throw down at any time.
Yeah. So we're heavily involved in the social justice around LGBT rights. So we think it's partially our job as people with a platform to talk about cases that don't get the attention. So that's kind of what this is. I want to ask you both this question. When you think of a case that's like an LGBT case, right? Like when I say we're going to talk about an LGBT case, what do you think of when I say that? What does that bring up for you?
I automatically go to homophobia. There's going to be homophobia and there's going to be hate crimes and violence against a queer person.
Yeah.
Do
you think of any like anyone specific?
Yeah. I forget that woman's name. A few years ago, she was dating this man and he had asked her to marry her. It was here in Colorado. And he murdered her when she let him know she was trans.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know that. It was in the paper. And I got a lot of fucking family's opinions on it. And that's the first thing I think of is that there was some sort of... I automatically go to trans people when I think of hate crimes in the LGBT community. Because I think of all the times that they were killed. Even this girl I know personally, she herself said that if she fell in love with someone and they came out as queer, she would not love them anymore.
What?
Yeah. And she's a girl. And, like, you know, you would just think, wow, there's that sentiment around everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So unforgiving hatred.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Killing someone because of that.
Yeah. Person-wise, I can't remember off the top of my head, so you might have to edit in the name here.
Yeah. I'm trying to find that lady's name.
Essentially lynching that happened. I can't remember the name because I tend to block it out for reasons.
That's kind of where I was going, because I think I know what you're referring to.
The one where you told me the cop was like,
yeah, that's exactly where I was going. So,
okay,
I think the big LGBT case that comes up a lot is the case of Matthew Shepard.
Exactly.
That's
the one.
If you don't know, we're just going to dive into things a little early. He was murdered in Laramie, Wyoming. He was tied to a fence and beat to death.
Yep.
By a bunch of homophobic pieces of shit who left him there to die. He did not die, and he actually survived multiple days on life support after being beat to death. If you are interested in that case, Morbid did a really good job of covering it. Highly recommend you check it out. I'll leave it linked in the description. Get ready to cry, because it fucking hurts.
Yep.
But I think it's a really important case that comes up in LGBT history. Mm-hmm. But I think when we talk about things like Matthew Shepard, we act like they don't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or we think it's something that doesn't happen
always
anymore.
That in the past, that distancing from yourself to feel safer. Promise you, they're still there.
Right.
Yeah. We aren't those people anymore. So therefore, it's like, no.
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 I even speak to gay men about this who feel that they're so progressive now. Mm. And then also that, like, this is the first time people are opening their eyes. No, it's not. They're not even awake.
I promise you. People still feel like non-binary folk and asexual, aromantic folk don't exist. Right. Like, bro, we're here.
Right.
We are part of, like, at least non-binary people, we're part of the trans community.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if it's not your fight to fight, it doesn't mean it's not happening still.
Yeah. Right. I bring this up, Matthew Shepard in particular, up because that happened in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bring that up to say that this still happens today, and it's all too common. So I feel like Matthew Shepard, too, as people who are from Colorado, like, kind of close to what happened, we know a lot about Matthew, or at least, like, my gay mother was like,
Matthew Shepard,
you know, and, like, talked to me a lot about it. But I didn't get talked to a lot about the trans women of color who die.
Mm. Nope.
At the hands of misogynistic, transphobic violence.
We don't have access to our queer history.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, everyone gets their history, but queer history is horribly, horribly lost.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're not raised to learn it. And, like, I feel like that's a horrible injustice on the part of, like, queer children and queer people growing up in general. Like, we don't know our roots.
Yeah. I mean, like, as a queer person who grew up in a queer home, I got very lucky that, like, my mother was a big part of queer history.
I learned shit from you all the time, and I'm like, when you told me the shit your mom was involved with, I was like, holy crap, that is amazing.
Yeah.
And, like, I never got that. But that's so cool.
I was always your best friend as a Latin American person.
Yeah.
And the sentiments around it were very enlightening.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Teaches you something different. But I also recognize, like, I'm very lucky in that aspect. Mm-hmm. And most queer children don't get to grow up in a queer household where
especially
they learn queer
of
things.
Color.
Exactly.
Yeah. Color. You don't get to have that identity at your house.
No.
Yeah.
So recognize the privilege in saying that. So today I have a different Colorado story for you. And I heard this a while ago, I think in a gender and women's studies class. And it stuck with me. And this just gave me an excuse to use that knowledge.
Good.
So
always an excuse to flash your knowledge and the degree that you work so hard for.
Fuck yeah.
Trying. So today I bring you one of the youngest individuals to die in an LGBT hate crime to date, the story of Fred or Frederica Martinez Jr. Frederica Martinez was born March 15th, 1985, lived 16 short years in the southern corners of Colorado. At a young age, they had come out to their family as two-spirit, which is why I'm referring... why I'm referring in both genders. So if people are not aware... Do you both know what being two-spirit means?
Yeah.
Okay. So for anyone who's listening and isn't aware, I'll provide some educational stuff on gender identity and expression in the description. I often find that white queer people, including myself, don't have a full grasp on the importance of a two-spirit identity. Yeah. And I learned some things writing this up. I also don't feel like I get to speak on that.
Yeah.
But I will definitely link sources so you can check it out. It's very rooted in Navajo heritage.
Yeah.
And I don't want to describe it in an incorrect way that is not representative of what that truly means.
Yes.
But what I didn't know about two-spirit folks in the Navajo culture is that there are different words to describe different expressions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to butcher the language, so I'm not going to attempt to give you those words. Okay. Again, all that information will be linked. Fred identified with this word, which directly translates to one who constantly transforms. And it's a word in Navajo used to describe male-bodied individuals with feminine nature.
Interesting.
So they have specific words for, like, feminine individuals who embody a male nature. Like, they have specific words for these things, which I think is awesome. Brilliant.
That's amazing. It's so cool.
But, again, I don't want to butcher them.
Yeah.
I cannot pronounce them.
Yeah.
So, if you're more interested in that, I definitely recommend that you check out indigenous sources around that.
Yes. Please make sure it's indigenous sources.
From what I know a little bit.
Sure, yeah.
That the masculinity versus femininity thing is not what you think it is. Promise.
Yeah.
No.
It's more about the energies around us that
yes.
have that and how a person can be created
yes.
with your physical form.
Yes. It's not about gender norms and how this person looks.
Right.
It's about how their spirit is.
Feels.
AKA surprise true spirit.
Because there's not so all much of them more spirituality will, in the world. Express that outwardly through appearance.
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't always have to do with that.
I also want to say here, if you are not indigenous and you identify as true spirit, you're not allowed to. Straight up, that's not allowed.
That's cultural appropriation. Thank you very
Stop
much.
Stop it. Stop it. Because I've seen this. White people do it, and I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Like I'm saying here as a white passing person, being like, God, I wish we had words for that. Because
yeah.
like that, just like even the way that you said that with the spirituality, as a non-binary person, because I'm going to keep harping on this, like I wish that we had more language for that, even for trans folks.
Yeah.
Like there's so many people that I know of that have detransitioned just because they realized that they didn't want to fit into this gender norms that they are forced
the
into as trans folks.
Sexuality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they get so cornered and pigeonholed into this. And I don't feel like that's fair. Like we need to understand that, you know, gender is expressed in so many different ways. It's fluid, and femininity and masculinity and energy are all very different things.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm calling Fred by he, him pronouns because this is what he preferred in life.
Okay, perfect.
So, however, he kind of went by both. Went by Fred. He went by Frederica. Whatever they were feeling that day. It's kind of a mix. So, he was fluid, and that's something that's highly revered in Navajo culture. I want to point that out as well. Like, this is not something in Navajo culture where they're like, oh, no, like we are in America. With like whatever I guess American culture, I don't know what American culture even means,
yeah.
but and in Navajo culture there are four gender identities that are commonly used as opposed to the two that we use in the US. So I just thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And also I know like in India there's a third gender,
oh,
right? That's
yeah.
highly revered as like almost a deity as well. So I think it's cool to like bring those up. Because
mm-hmm.
we have, as Americans, have such a narrow view of what gender is
yes.
and what that
yeah.
looks like.
They're like, there's just two, right?
Yeah, it's like biological yeah. sex. And sex and gender are not the same thing.
Either you have a vagina or a penis. That's
no.
it.
Right.
No, no, no. It's like, no.
What's
no.
so stupid?
Even
honestly.
So, intersex
Even
people
biologically,
exist.
That's not true.
Like, stop erasing intersex people. Damn.
Right. And, like, Bill Nye has already fought you guys about this. So,
yeah.
like, stop.
Like, fuck off. The moment
like,
Bill
stop.
Nye gets involved, fuck off. That man's a saint.
Because of the importance of two-spirit identities in the culture and having a loving, supportive family, Fred was
Good.
Instantly accepted by his family. No
Yay.
Questions asked. It was, like, great. I
God,
love
that's
you.
Refreshing to hear.
Yeah. Right? They began to outwardly express themselves in more feminine ways, like wearing women's clothing or having longer hair, because of the support that they received. And as we know, trans people who are supported, trans teenagers who are supported, have a much lower risk of suicide. So that is amazing to hear.
Yes.
They were a student at Montezuma Cortez High School in Cortez, Colorado. And by all accounts, they were a happy and healthy kid who had friends and they were social, all of these things. Nice. You know, kind of seemed like they had everything going for them. Friends said that Fred was harassed by other students sometimes, and he soon started doing adult education classes to get away from the ridicule. So he was actually like taking college courses to get away from how peers treated them.
This is where we all agree that high school's awful, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, like, high school is awful as a queer kid.
Oh, what yeah. The sad thing is like, they're still around, and now they're just bigger and uglier.
Yeah. Yep.
Sadly.
Now so. Y'all are cops.
The truth. Unfortunately, after embracing their true identity for some time, Fred's life would tragically come to an end. In June of 2001, Fred left their home to head to the Ute Mountain Roundup Rodeo. When they didn't return after the rodeo, their mother became worried that something may have happened and called the authorities. Unsurprisingly, the case would be mishandled by the police from the start.
Oh my god,
they don't fucking care. Is it even mishandled? Why don't we just say wasn't handled?
pretty much. Fred had been missing for 5 days when a young male body was found decomposing in the heat of the summer in an area known as the pits.
What the fuck, why is it called the pits of hell? Jesus Christ.
Isn't like everywhere in Durango a pit of hell though?
Yeah, that's right. I was gonna say, I didn't know we had a place specifically called that.
Yeah. The body belonged to young Fred Martinez Jr., and it had been determined that they had died June 16th 2001, but some sources say that even though Fred's mother had reported them missing, the police did not contact her for anything for almost 10 days after the body was found.
What, like fucking nothing?
10 days.
You guys just go shit on her porch and throw it.
Yeah, honestly,
that probably
at this
would
point,
hurt a little less.
Yeah. Unlike the Matthew Shepard case, this case did not draw anywhere near the same amount of attention. And I would like to point out, this is not an uncommon treatment of indigenous cases, as these cases often go unreported or untouched. And when we're talking about two marginalizations, both like of indigenous heritage and then being a trans person, this is extremely not on the police's it's not on the police's radar at all. Upon further investigation, authorities discovered Fred had a variety of injuries, including a large slash along the abdomen, wounds to the wrist, and skull fractures.
Jesus Christ.
Fred had died from a combination of blunt force trauma and exposure, which means he was not
dead. Die.
And laid there and died. Worst of all, Fred's mother had learned the details of her child's grisly death in a local newspaper because the police failed to communicate many times in the case with her. So she learned about how Fred Jesus died Christ. From reading the local paper.
That's so fucked up.
What the fuck are you doing? What are the cops doing? Like, where are they?
She fucking deserves so much.
This case didn't go unsolved for long. An anonymous tipster called in to give information to the police, and that's how this case got solved. The tip told police that an 18-year-old man from Farmington, New Mexico, had come up for the rodeo. The 18-year-old human garbage that is Sean Murphy bragged to people that he knew he had, quote, bug squashed an FAG, and that he had beat up an FAG.
You're awful. How fucking dare you? Oh, it's fucking cool to deal with that shit.
He did it alone.
Fuck you. Also, was this caller somebody who knew him? Because that's a lot of information to have on
him. I think I get a little more into that.
Okay.
So it's very clear that this was motivated by who Fred was. This is a hate crime.
Yep.
While we can clearly see this as a hate crime, Colorado didn't have any laws at this time that protected gender identity. Really? Therefore, this was not charged as a hate crime sentence.
Oh. I am not surprised.
Can we get that fucking revoked?
It has been changed.
Thank God.
Since this happened, but at the time it was not. Murphy escaped a hate crime sentence and was instead charged with first degree murder and second degree murder for the same murder. Murphy had a criminal record and a violent history. His mother was an out lesbian.
Huh. What?
And she claimed there was no way that this was motivated by friends' gender identity.
Are you fucking stupid? Okay, someone kick her out of the LGBTQ
plus community. I revoke your gay card, lady.
No, you cannot. Fuck you. Are you serious?
What? Was it internalized homophobia on his part based off of his mom? What the?
What's going on with her mom there? We get into that a little bit. It seems like his mom left his dad kind of thing because she was gay.
Oh, and this poor white dude hasn't had anything worse happen to him in his life.
Yeah.
And he hates women now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And queer people.
Wow.
What the fuck, dude? Like, who's that stupid to be like, well, this happened to me, so now I hate that community.
Upon arresting Murphy, detectives gained more information about what had happened that night of Fred's death. The night of the rodeo, Fred met Murphy. And Murphy and a friend offered Fred a ride home, which Fred agreed to. Murphy and his friend did drop Fred off before heading to their friend's apartment. For reasons unknown, Fred and Murphy met up again later that night.
The fuck? Duh. Reasons unknown.
You're
like, that was a fucking Grindr hookup, bitch.
Yeah.
You little hating bitch.
Internalized homophobia is strong with this one.
Yep.
I love being a queer person.
This is why people don't like to be gay and outwardly gay, because they'll get killed.
Well, and the thing is, being queer is completely, like, it's more common than all of y'all think. Like, I can guarantee that, like, being the first openly queer person in my family, guess what? There's lots of us. Are we recording that? Hold on.
Yes.
At
this second meeting, it's believed that Murphy found out about Fred's sexual and gender identity, and Murphy chased him down a hill and attacked him with a rock before leaving him to suffer. No one is sure if Fred died right away or if he suffered over the course of hours.
I mean, it sounds like it was course of hours if he died from exposure.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
On June 4th, 2002, Murphy received a 40-year sentence for Fred's brutal and callous death.
That's it.
You ready to get pissed? You ready to get pissed?
No, fuck me up.
He only served 17 years of his sentence and is currently a free man living in Greeley, Colorado.
Oh!
They say that he's still monitored by police, but we all know what that means.
So arson.
Okay, in the aftermath. At Fred's funeral, his mother displayed both photos of him in feminine and masculine garb. To honor their identity as a whole.
Yep, that's where I'm gonna cry.
Yep. The tragedy of Fred Martinez Jr.'s death is not in vain. This case helped open a dialogue in the LGBT community about two-spirit identities, and the local communities of Cortez and Durango were shaken by this after a local paper ran an article about Fred's death. This came to came with letters to the editor that encouraged conversations about what constitutes as a hate crime, LGBT rights, and unfortunately some hateful homophobic bullshit.
Of course.
Local LGBT organizations encouraged growth in the area, with some of the local high schools getting GSAs, which is a gay straight alliance, started after the tragedy.
Yay. Good. I'm glad there was actually support in the community after that.
In 2009, the Obama administration backed federal legislation to class sexuality, gender identity, and gender expression as protected classes under the Civil Rights Act.
God, I miss Obama.
See how fucking little ago that was, though? Like, yeah. That shit is not going to change overnight.
Dude, this happened in 2001!
The most jarring thing for me under this legislation, Fred's murder would have been considered a hate crime, and Murphy would not be free.
I can't believe he only served 17.
For good behavior.
Because he's not a little psychopath. He was only 18 at that time. Could you imagine now what he's capable of?
There's a documentary made about this case called Two Spirits. I highly recommend that you watch it if you're interested. The film was incredibly popular. It was actually one of PBS's most popular releases to date.
Wow.
I highly recommend you watch it. Even the college that we go to, yeah, did a showing of it when this mm-hmm. happened.
Really?
To discuss it.
Huh.
So I thought that was pretty progressive. But yeah, this is your weekly, monthly, whatever reminder that trans people of color are murdered in the street every day, and if we don't do something about it, it will continue to happen.
Yeah. We're gay, we exist. Please stop killing us.
Yeah. So this is just your reminder that that still happens every day. And if you give a shit, you should do something about it.
Also, mm-hmm. if you don't give a shit, keep your fucking shit to yourself. Like, they are already struggling with so much to have to sit there and defend themselves to you. Like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Amen. People of color that are trans don't owe you any education and don't owe you any explanation for them, their identities, or their history.
Nope.
Also, so educate yourself.
Yeah. If you're part of a little church group, convince your little church group followers that it's okay to be part of the LGBT plus community. Right. Don't let them off on those kinds of things.
And there are plenty of, like, there are religious groups that are completely fine. They're okay with their queer community. That doesn't mean that oppression still doesn't exist within those communities. So please support those around you that you love and give people in your community just support, because God damn it.
Yeah. If we can protect one more trans person of color from being killed in the street, then we should do it.
If I nearly cried over the fact that his mother was willing to present both photos of him at his funeral, I feel like that says something.
Yeah. So, yeah, your reminder to support your queer friends and stand up for them. Come back next week. We'll try to give you something a little lighter because you got two hate crimes in a row. So... I don't know what you're doing. Do you know what you're doing yet?
Fucking no.
All right.
There's
undertones of racism and homophobia.
Oh, yeah. Fair. I have one about a cryptid coming, though, so that'll be a nice break.
Yeah, and we have a very serious, very famous case that will be coming to Patreon here soon. So I have no clue what I'm doing because I have spent 3 weeks researching just that. So if you want something very famous, join our Patreon.
Yeah, we're actually going to end up putting a lot of our super famous, like the big name cases, mm-hmm. other than the ones we've already done, on Patreon, because honestly, everyone knows about them. If we're going to use our platform, we should use it to talk about things that people aren't talking about.
Yeah, if you want to hear about, like, the famous people, like, go there. You've heard about it 1,000 times. If you just want to hear us get angry about it for fun, join our Patreon. We also have merch on there that you'll get access to early. You can sign up and join, be a part of our live streams. We have fun art stuff coming.
Yes. Makeup and murder videos.
Yeah. Playthroughs.
Some fantastic art from our photographer as well. So.
Yes.
Come check it out. Follow us on Instagram if you're not a boogeyman.
Give us a rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, because that would be chill.
You got a listener tale for us? You want to tell us some stuff? Send
Please
us an email.
Do. Yes. Yes.
You can access it through our website, which is linked in the description, or it's just notamonsternotaboogeyman@gmail.com.
Is there a local case that you want covered? Let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have anything to say about that case, and, like, you know, because we have a lot to say about Colorado, we don't know shit about other places. So educate us. Tell us your fun stuff that you know about that case.
Yeah. And come back next week. We'll be here.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.